the artist. She turns back to them, and they are gone. Central Park is gone. She is looking at the ruination of Ludd, gazing upon the wastelands. On a cold and bitter breeze, she hears four whispered words. Time's almost up. Hurry. 8. She woke in a kind of panic, thinking, I have to leave him, and best I do it before I can so much as see his dark tower on the horizon. But where do I go? And how can I leave him to face both Mordred and the Crimson King with only Patrick to help him? This idea caused her to reflect on a bitter certainty. Come a showdown, Oi would almost certainly be more valuable to Roland than Patrick. The Bumbler had proved his mettle on more than one occasion, and would have been worthy of the title gunslinger had he but a gun to sling and a hand to sling it with. Patrick, though, Patrick was a pencil slinger. Faster than blue blazes, but you couldn't kill much with an Eberhard Faber unless it was very sharp. She'd sat up. Roland, leaning against the far side of her little scooter and keeping the watch, hadn't noticed. And she didn't want him to notice. That would lead to questions. She lay back down, pulling her hides around her and thinking of their first hunt. She remembered how the yearling buck had swerved and run right at her, and how she'd decapitated it with the Oriza. She remembered the whistling sound in the chilly air, the one that resulted when the wind blew through the little attachment on the bottom of the plate, the attachment that looked so much like Patrick's pencil sharpener. She thought her mind was trying to make some sort of connection here, but she was too tired to know what it might be. And maybe she was trying too hard as well.